Imagine waking up one day to discover that the voice in your head, the one you've trusted implicitly for decades, has been lying to you. Those anxious thoughts before important events, the perfectionism preventing you from starting projects, the compulsive behaviors you can't seem to control, they're not character flaws or personal failings. They're deceptive brain messages hijacking your thoughts without your consent. This revolutionary insight forms the foundation of Dr. Jeffrey Schwartz and Dr. Rebecca Gladding's work, which has transformed our understanding of how we can break free from destructive mental patterns that feel impossible to escape. The most liberating truth they offer is this: you are not your brain. While your brain automatically generates thoughts and urges, your mind, the conscious, aware part of you, has the power to evaluate these messages and choose whether to act on them. This distinction isn't just philosophical. It's the key to rewiring neural pathways and breaking free from harmful patterns that have controlled your life. Our brains evolved for survival, not happiness. When we repeatedly respond to stress in certain ways, our brains create neural highways that automatically trigger the same response in similar situations. Take Steve, an executive who used wine to escape work pressure. What began as occasional stress relief became an automatic response. Whenever overwhelmed, he would drink, feel temporary relief, and strengthen the neural pathway connecting stress to alcohol. This cycle follows a pattern: a false negative thought, "I'm unlovable because I'm not perfect," triggers uncomfortable sensations. To escape this distress, we engage in unhealthy behaviors that provide momentary relief but reinforce the cycle. The brain's wiring strengthens with each repetition. Neurons that fire together wire together, creating habits that feel unbreakable. These patterns are especially dangerous because they masquerade as your authentic self. When deceptive brain messages tell you you're worthless without achievement or everyone will reject you if you're not perfect, they feel like fundamental truths rather than faulty wiring. Breaking free starts with recognizing these messages aren't you. They're just outdated neural programs. Our deceptive brain messages often stem from childhood experiences where basic needs for connection weren't met. We need caregivers who hear, see, understand, and accept us, creating emotional safe zones. When these needs go unmet, our developing brains create adaptive but harmful patterns. Sarah learned she'd only be accepted when perfect, viewing herself as unworthy of love. Her young brain couldn't recognize her caregiver's limitations, instead concluding she was the problem. These interactions taught her to suppress emotions and needs, developing anxiety and perfectionism to avoid disappointing others. Caregiver responses shape our brain circuits. When they lovingly focus on needs, we learn self-worth. When emotions are dismissed, we internalize that we're problematic and our needs don't matter, leading to either emotional suppression or overreaction. What we seek in relationships are the five A's: attention, genuine interest, acceptance, embracing who you are, affection, physical comfort, appreciation, encouragement, and allowing, safety to express feelings. The goal is learning to provide these to yourself, not just seeking them from others. Breaking free from deceptive brain messages requires leveraging neuroplasticity, your brain's ability to rewire itself through focused attention. The Four Steps methodology provides this framework. Step 1, relabel. Identify deceptive brain messages by catching yourself and naming what's happening. This is anxiety speaking, or this is my brain sending false signals. Using brief labels like worrying or catastrophizing activates your assessment center while calming your alarm center. Step 2, reframe. Recognize these messages as false brain signals, not your true self. Instead of "I'm never good enough," reframe as "this is my brain's oversensitive error detection system." View these thoughts as symptoms of faulty wiring, like a computer glitch. Step 3, refocus. Direct attention toward constructive activities while experiencing uncomfortable sensations. Create a list of engaging activities beforehand: walking, reading, puzzles, creative projects. Remember, it's not what you think or feel that matters, it's what you do. Step 4, revalue. Recognize these thoughts as mere sensations that should be dismissed rather than acted upon. With practice, you'll experience bothersome sensations as simply deceptive brain messages, not meaningful signals requiring response. Connie Smiley's story powerfully illustrates the brain's adaptability. After a stroke left her paralyzed on one side, she defied doctors' predictions and walked again within 7 weeks. Brain scans revealed her left hand had borrowed neural pathways from her right hand region, proving the brain's remarkable capacity to rewire itself through focused attention. This self-directed neuroplasticity, using focused attention to rewire neural pathways, demonstrates our ability to reshape our brains. Connie's success came not just from desire, but from realistic expectations paired with consistent effort. While desire alone often fails due to fluctuation and unrealistic expectations, lasting change comes from defining meaningful goals based on importance and integrating them into daily routines. When beginning the four steps, you may notice more deceptive brain messages, similar to suddenly spotting white minivans everywhere once they're pointed out. This increased awareness signals progress, not regression. Start by identifying consistent physical and emotional markers like de-energizing depression, gut-wrenching anxiety, or brain fog to recognize deceptive patterns. Our brains distort information through common thinking errors that reinforce deceptive messages. Here are the key patterns to recognize. All or nothing thinking evaluates in extremes, perfect or ruined, excellent or horrible, often leading to perfectionism and procrastination. Catastrophizing exaggerates negative possibilities while ignoring other potential outcomes, especially common in those prone to overanalysis. Discounting the positive minimizes achievements and positive feedback, like Ed, who rejected positive reviews because his mind projected negative assessments. Emotional reasoning makes us treat feelings as facts. If I feel anxious, something must be wrong, rather than seeing anxiety as an independent sensation. Mind reading assumes knowledge of others' thoughts based on their gestures or actions, often damaging relationships through assumptions. Should statements create unrealistic expectations about how things ought to be, leading to demoralization when we can't meet these artificial standards? The goal is to develop a new relationship with your thoughts and sensations by learning to identify deceptive brain messages and recognize uncomfortable feelings as false alarms. For perfectionists, this means intentionally making small mistakes, like sending emails with typos and sitting with the anxiety. For those with depression, it means pursuing activities despite low motivation. Michael, a musician, applies the four steps when his brain demands rest, discovering that perceived exhaustion disappears once he starts playing. Stress intensifies deceptive brain messages and uncomfortable sensations, making your brain default to old patterns. View this as normal rather than failure, and apply the four steps more deliberately during stressful periods. Remember, you are distinct from your brain's automatic patterns. By observing thoughts without being controlled by them, you can choose responses aligned with your values. Through the four steps, you can rewire neural pathways and allow your authentic self to emerge.